This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
If you've just tuned in, we're actually reflecting on the achievements and the great work that the late Fiona Richardson did, the member for Northcote and Minister for Women's Affairs here in Victoria. Our next guest is Tanya Kovac, who was her Chief of Staff, is her Chief of Staff. Chiefs of Staff are usually those people who are in the background. They usually don't come to the forward, unless, of course, you were Peter Credlin.
It's very unusual, and Tanya, we know this is an unusual role for you to be talking to us, but it is a special occasion. Our community and this station wanted to remember and honour Fiona for her being an ally of our community, but for her work on the prevention of domestic violence, a huge undertaking, and we wanted to know from you. You know, you worked with Fiona. Most people don't understand how closely a chief of staff in a minister's office works with the minister, but it's a pretty unique relationship, and I'd like, if you can, to share some of those special moments with our listeners.
Well, thank you very much for remembering and honouring her legacy. I was very fortunate to have both a professional and a personal relationship with Fiona that you do have and build when you're in the cauldron of political and social change. It's an amazing shorthand to unite with people who share similar values to your own. You get to know people very quickly. You can sort of make shortcuts and assumptions about their principles. And we found ourselves to be in a good working relationship, but also there was an element of kindred spirits as well.
Tanya, it's Justin, and I say the same thing as I said to the minister. I'm very sorry about your friend. And she was a hell of a fighter politically and looks like she was one personally too, obviously was. Tell us something about her that people might find a little surprising, something around the office. What was she like to be around?
Well, Fiona was an incredibly strong woman. I didn't know her personally until I went to work for her, but her reputation as a fierce political operator preceded her. I'm also heavily involved in Emily's List Australia, which is an organisation that assists women, progressive women politicians into public life. And there are very few Fiona Richardsons. This is a woman who created her own power base, who was a very effective, factional operator, which means that she was very good at counting numbers to get people elected. She was very capable of the occasionally Machiavellian nature of politics.
Yeah.
And she had a very astute political mind, but she was not just a political hack. She was highly motivated by ideas. She was, she's in the right faction within the Australian Labor Party. I'm in the left. But I often found myself confounded by the fact that she would have far more sort of left positions than myself on a number of things, particularly in the economic sphere.
Well, left and right doesn't mean a lot when you talk about domestic violence too, does it, with family violence?
No. You know,
everyone finds that middle area.
No, but she was interested in all aspects of politics, from, economic theory to social policy, to public transport, to small business. She was a quick study and she had instinct. She relied a lot on her instinct and intuition, and I used to be quite surprised at how much she did rely on just that sort of gut judgment, and she was more often than not right.
Tanya,
and together,
finish off your comment.
I was just going, together, I think that, you know, talking about what an unusual sort of relationship you build up. I mean, my favourite memory of her is I'm not a shrinking violet in my own right, and she was very aware of my own identity and, you know, personality in the political spheres around feminist organising within the ALP. And she could have shied away from all that, but on my first day of work at our first stakeholder meeting, wrote on a piece of paper, which I didn't keep, and I feel very sad that I didn't keep it. She said, "We will do this as a team." And it was nothing for her to sit, to make me sit right beside her and be her peer at those meetings.
Amazing.
And she loved doing that. And she was, it was never, she never felt that she was, I don't know, smaller or diminished by ensuring that I was there chiming in with her, you know, and I would, you know, be dutifully respectful for her, and she'd kind of give me a shove.
Tanya, you've talked about the, you know, the professional side of her, the warrior side of her, the political side of her. What about the personal side of her? And I say that because I read an article that I think you wrote where you talked about it took you a long time to actually get her to feel comfortable to be hugged by you as her peer, as her friend, as her chief of staff. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, I think that if you have experienced family violence yourself and you've been surrounded by mostly male factional political players, it's not common for there to be hugs and praise and care and affection. And something that I felt was important in my role was to affirm to her that she was doing an outstanding job and she was very clever and she deserved to be cared for as much as she deserved to be advised. And at first she was quite, I think because of her own experiences, she was a bit hesitant. I'm, you know, European born, part, but, you know, got European heritage, so, you know, throwing my arms around first people and giving them a kiss is not a thing that I feel any shame about. So, you know, I thrust it upon her a few times and she slowly warmed to the fact that I wanted to be warm to her. And then she, you know, I think what I discovered was that she was a very, very loving, kind person. And some of those reflections were shared by Ken Lay and Jane Garrett, who both talked about her care around their experiences of breast cancer in their lives and how much she wanted to give of herself. And she did. You know, she was a larrikin. She loved, you know, gallivanting in the office with her shoes off. We installed a basketball hoop in her office because she liked to take pot shots with a little soft basketball from her desk.
Yeah,
she was a very unusual human being, let alone a politician.
We wouldn't ask you, obviously, to betray any confidences, Tanya, but how is her family going?
Yeah.
Look, she had a formidable political and personal partnership with Stephen Newnham, who in his own right is a significant political identity within the Australian Labor Party. He's a former state secretary of the ALP. And, you know, has his own power base within the party. They were a match made for each other, and he fought for her right to the end, as he had done in many other environments. And, you know, he is a very strong man, a fabulous father. He had no problems with her being in the public eye and in the political lead, and for him to be in the background supporting her and also supporting the kids. And that was the arrangement that they had for in the last 5 to 6 years, especially since she'd been in Parliament. And, you know, I think it'll take a few months before it really hits Stephen. Yeah. And he's got a lot of obligations at the moment to make sure that her two very beautiful but very young children transition into a life without her.
Well, tell him I've got good thoughts for him.
Yeah, we're all...
I will.
Thank you.
I will do.
We're going to let you off the hook now, Tanya. as I said, I know this is an unusual occurrence. Chief of Staff is very rare to actually be speaking openly to the media. I'd like you to think of it, you're speaking to one of the communities that Fiona was an ally of and a supporter of. We want to remember, you know, Fiona for what she achieved in all those different areas, and of course achieving that as a minister is not possible without a really strong and effective Chief of Staff, which you are.
Thank you.
So thank you for your time. I know it's difficult. It's difficult for us, but we thank you, and any time you want to have a chat on Joy, because you'll probably never come on again, but we'd love to have you, and thank you for your words this morning.
Absolutely, and can I just say that Fiona wanted politics to be done differently, as do I, and nothing is more important than ensuring that there is love in our social policy.
And so to all
of your audience, you know, what she would be very happy about is that at the moment there's an enormous campaign for there to be more love. And, you know, I wish all of your community all the best over the next few weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We know that people such as self and others will maintain the faith in these issues, and we know we don't need to remind you because it's what you're about.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.